even though COVID is having this massive impact on our frontline key workers, it's also having an impact on other departments relative to our health and well-being. Let's speak to Professor Melda Bates, who's the Chair in Clinical Tropical Haematology at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Hello, Melda, how are you?
Good morning, Lisa. I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. Now, tell us, what's your role in haematology and what your day-to-day job is?
Well, my day-to-day job is at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, primarily doing research in developing countries, mostly in Africa. But I also do clinical work at the Royal Liverpool Hospital in haematology, so blood disorders, and not malignant blood disorders, but mostly things like anemia and other problems to do with the blood that aren't related to malignancy.
Now, we're reading in the papers at the moment and seeing on TV that people who've got appointments for other illnesses or need blood tests are avoiding them. But you want to reassure people that in most cases, they're still happening and it's still safe for you to come along and do them.
Absolutely. So there are two things. One is that we are absolutely trying to keep people out of health facilities if we can. So we've shifted a lot of our patients onto telephone outpatient calls. But also, if they do need to have blood tests, then we are making arrangements for them either to come to the hospital or to go through their GP surgery. And the GPs have been absolutely brilliant in trying to help our patients get tests when they need them.
Kind of hard to do social distancing, taking blood tests, though. How's it working?
It is, but they're very careful. Obviously, they don't have the crowds that they usually have in the blood test rooms. They've got 2 metre distances, and most of the blood test rooms, honestly, are empty. And all the staff are extremely careful with how they take the blood. They're all wearing masks and protective equipment. Patients, too, know what they have to do. So it is safe to come and have a blood test, and we don't want people not to have blood tests because they think it's not safe. Because, obviously, if they're not getting blood tests and they're not getting monitored, then other problems may arise.
Absolutely. There's some people on medication that it needs to be adjusted depending on those blood test results, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And also people who may have blood problems don't necessarily have any symptoms when their condition might be getting worse. So we don't want them to end up, for example, people who have a high hemoglobin, so more blood than they ought to, that can make the circulation a bit sluggish. They can be prone to blood clots. And if we can pick that up early, we can easily do something about it. But unless they have blood tests, we won't know.
What's it like for you and your colleagues who are on the front line doing those blood tests? Are they very anxious? Or, you know, as long as you've got the correct PPE, are they feeling okay and still, you know, comfortable enough going to work?
Yes, I think they are. I think initially, people were obviously very worried. They didn't know what was going to happen. They were anticipating perhaps a huge surge in patients. And I think in the end, it actually was not very well controlled. There was good communication. The setup, I think, cancelling a lot of the what we call cold, non-essential services made a very big difference because it allowed staff to be moved to other areas to get some skills that they might not have had before ready for dealing with new emergencies. So, in fact, I think that really helped a lot, stopping the non-essential services.
There's calls at the moment to maybe look for a newish slogan. You know, we've had the stay home, keep our NHS safe. And there's calls now saying that, you know, maybe for departments like yours, that's maybe been so impactful that it's stopping people come along to those regular appointments. And, you know, people are not wanting to put any extra burden on the NHS, so they're staying away. But you're categorically saying, please, it's OK, you can come back again.
Absolutely. So, as I said, we are trying very much to do a lot of the outpatients by phone. So people, a lot of the people don't actually need to come for blood tests and don't need to come to the hospital. And we can do all of that by phone, including new patients that we've never seen before. We can do over-the-phone diagnoses and then discuss with the GPs about what might need to happen next. So definitely people need to keep their hospital appointments even by phone.
Imelda, as a scientist, are you constantly reading about coronavirus. I'm not a scientist, and I feel like I'm constantly reading and, you know, trying to absorb as much as possible. I can't imagine how somebody with a scientific brain, how much you must be trying to absorb at the moment.
On the scientific side, honestly, it is fascinating. It's not my area. I'm not a virologist.
No.
But certainly from the hematology perspective, it has had quite a lot of implications in terms of thrombosis and blood clotting problems, which I think may not have been completely anticipated. So we're learning a lot about the science. So I'm managing to keep up with some small bits of the science, but definitely not across the board.
No, it's the strangest thing that people who've never really been interested in news are constantly reviewing news sites. I think there's a little part of us just looking for some little end of tunnel light, isn't there, all the time?
It is amazing. And also people's knowledge of public health and outbreak management must have increased hugely over this.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, Professor Imelda Bates, Chair in Clinical Tropical Haematology at the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. We'll speak to you again very soon, I'm sure.
Thanks very much, Lisa.
You take care of yourself. So just reiterating that message, you can still get in touch with them. Haematology is still there. They're still doing the blood tests if they're needed, or they can do those outpatient appointments by some kind of remote calls to make sure that they're still servicing you completely. It is BBC Radio.